Across Arizona, communities are feeling the economic impacts of COVID-19. From the Fronteras Desk, KJZZ's Laura Morales reports on what's happening on the Navajo Nation. And then we'll hear from Catherine Davis-Young about Pine Top Lakeside.
For decades, the tribe relied heavily on the coal industry. But that's changed since the Navajo Generating Station closed late last year. The Chi'i chapter president, Jerry Williams, worked for the coal-fired power plant for most of his life. He's one of the hundreds of workers who were redeployed to Phoenix.
It's hard. I mean, as far as workers being relocated, a lot of our community members uprooted and moved with their families down to Phoenix. I think the school kind of took a beating, too. A lot of kids had to relocate.
Navajo President Jonathan Nez says the tribe's economic focus is now tourism. But on March 13th, the president closed all Navajo parks and then asked visitors to postpone their trips to popular destinations like Antelope Canyon, also located in Lachi'i, across from the shutdown power plant.
We rely on tourism here. So some of those dollars should be given to some of our tour companies. Restaurants, our hotels, our gaming enterprises should be able to get some relief through this $2 trillion package.
The economic relief package includes $8 billion for tribes. But Nez is concerned the Navajo Nation won't see much of that money after it's divided among the more than 500 tribes in the country. And now Catherine Davis-Young reports from Pine Top Lakeside.
About 4,000 people live in the Navajo County community of Pine Top Lakeside. Mayor Stephanie Irwin says many residents chose the town for the hiking, outdoor recreation, and scenery. And Irwin says the appeal of the mountain getaway is also what drives the town's economy.
If we don't have tourism, we don't have employees that are going to work who can't go to the grocery store and spend their money or go to the restaurants. And so it's just a huge ripple effect.
Irwin says as COVID-19 has spread, business for hotels and resorts in her town has come to a complete standstill.
It's going to hurt a lot of people up here, a lot of small mom-and-pop businesses.
So far, Irwin is not aware of any residents who have contracted the illness, but she says she worries it's just a matter of time. She says in addition to the town's economic slowdown, the community could also be threatened by the limited capacity of healthcare providers in the rural area. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News.